This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Welcome once again to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio. Jordan Rich here, and Mark Rolette is there. Happens to be in his office today, which is according to regulation. I know you're an essential business, so you're actually speaking to us on a Zoom line from your office. Tell me how things look there right now.
Quiet, very quiet. our building is extremely quiet. I had to come in to sign a couple of things for clients today, so had to leave the home office and come over. It's just different, you know. We obviously are able to maintain social distance in our office. There's a couple of us in here. Like I said, the building where our office is located is kind of like the financial hub of the South Shore. So all of the bigger names that you know are here, but they're all closed. So lights are off. And it's just, unfortunately, the bizarre world that we live in is getting a little more, I guess it's getting a little easier to live in, which isn't good. You know, you become used to it to a certain degree.
I know. I haven't driven in a month. It's the weirdest feeling. By the way, as I'm looking at you, and I'll describe this to the audience, over your shoulder, looks like your right shoulder, is a picture. It looks like the girls. Am I right?
Yeah. You know, my wife gave that to me for Father's Day last year, and it's actually a photograph that I took in Ireland when I was over there with the three girls. And then she gave it to a local artist who took the photograph and turned it into a painting.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a rare occasion that the three of them are smiling, happy, and getting on together because they're three girls.
And that begs the question before we get into the important stuff of this week. How are the girls faring at home? I know you've got three dogs as well. It must be interesting.
Well, I guess part of the reason that I'm here in the office working today would answer that question for you. When you live with four women and a small zoo, sometimes you have to say, I have to go and sign some documents that potentially could have been FedEx to me, but I had to get out for a little bit. They're doing okay.
Good.
I feel bad for them. I mean, they're getting robbed of, their friends and, you know, this part of their lives, but, you know, could be an awful lot worse. So
indeed, it is. We've said every week, and I say it all day to everybody I speak to, the most important thing is staying healthy, staying safe. And we wish that for all of our listeners and your clients, of course. So let's start out by saying things haven't changed in terms of the lockdown in Massachusetts.
No.
But as far as retirees who you work with and people who have planned efficiently and properly, there's still a lot of safety net out there for people.
So, yeah, it's interesting. I just thought today I'd kind of give people like an update on what we've been doing and what people have been asking us about, because I've had multiple meetings with clients, you know, over the internet over the course of the last week or so. And one of the things that's been coming up a lot is a lot of my existing clients have, you know, plans to retire in 2 years, but now their departments, divisions, their jobs are getting eliminated. So they're accelerating their retirement to a certain degree. I chatted to a client, a couple yesterday for a while, and he's worked for his company for 25 years. And everyone but him and three other people have been eliminated from his department. He works for a big company. I won't say the name of it, but and they've been eliminated, those jobs. And we got to chatting about it yesterday. And I said, you know, you're in a position financially because we already put his plans together. He's got a nice balance. He's got some annuities that'll provide him income. He's got growth vehicles. And he's got a pension plan that's going to come to him that he's actually not going to need to take the pension payout. He's just going to take the lump sum. So I started chatting to him about, would you consider retiring now? Financially you're fine, but if you think about it from, I guess, a giving standpoint, I said, if you retire now, because they're obviously holding on to you because you're the most senior person in that department, somebody else gets to keep their job. And he's like, you know, I've been thinking about that too. So even though he wasn't planning to retire for two more years, financially he can retire now if he wants to. So we're kind of regrouping beginning of next week to decide what he's going to do.
That's interesting that people who have the decision coming, it's kind of being made for them in some cases. But as you say, this individual is in a good position and may just be helping somebody a little younger.
He's in a good position because he already knows that he has enough money. But I've had multiple conversations with people who do have enough money to do this. They just don't know it because it's daunting. You know, you're looking at, all right, A, I just lost 15% in my 401k plan. And B, I'm so used to working and putting money away and having a salary. I haven't really given it any thought. And then, you know, this COVID-19 came up and threw us all a curveball and it's nerve-wracking for folks. So we've done, and as you know, we talked about it last week, we've done webinars and we have more webinars coming up. So I'm meeting people, which is interesting, for the first time online. I've never met them before and I'm so used to meeting them, but these conversations are coming up where, you know what, I don't know if I can afford to retire. So I guess I tell them, just let's take a step back. Let's look at, sure, everyone's been hit for the most part, but let's look at what your money was, what was the plan for it? What was it going to try to accomplish anyway? Was it going to try and drive out whatever income it is? So let's see if it can still do that. And if it can still do that, at least it puts them in a position where they're like, okay, maybe I'll just keep working from home for the near future. But I know now I have a strategy in place that's actually going to give me the income that I need.
In quote unquote normal times, and this is abnormal in the greatest sense of the word, people would have that question. Gee, what am I really worth? What do I need to survive and thrive and live on and enjoy? Now that decision is being pushed up and it's critical that people who want to know concerned because of what's going on. So you're seeing your phone ringing a lot more with those kinds of questions.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're sending an email out today to all our existing clients, just letting them know that, and obviously we really appreciate them, if they have questions and concerns about the strategies that we've already put in place, just to reach out and we jump on the phone for 15 minutes and just to kind of reassure. I've said this week in and week out since this whole thing started with you, the strategies that we put in place for clients have not changed as a result of the coronavirus. They've always had that balanced approach where you can weather all storms, that you would have protected money if things that are going on right now happen again, because it's going to happen again, right? Whether it's a pandemic or just a market downturn, it's not like you're going to go into retirement and come out of the coronavirus and you're never going to see a negative in the market again, but they're protected against that. So a lot of existing clients I have been chatting with about that, people who are already retired, who are like, do I need to make any changes? What's going on? No, well, we might shift gear and pull money from a different bucket for right now. But it's definitely been an eye opener for a lot of people to see what their have to haves versus nice to haves, meaning, you know, what are your actual essential expenses? You said you haven't driven your car in what, a month? I was saying it to a friend of mine yesterday. I haven't gone to an ATM machine in about 8 weeks. And I haven't had a need to have cash because you're not going anywhere, right?
Same here.
Buy things occasionally, but you're using your debit card or you're using Apple Pay or something. I literally haven't gone. I haven't had cash in my wallet in almost 2 months, which is really weird.
Cultural changes that have happened overnight, and whether or not we're going to shake hands again is questionable. But I want to give that phone number, 781-277-4308. That number will be answered if you get a message. They will call you back, Holly, yep. Carol, and of course, Mark, 781-277-4308. You know, I spoke with Ron, who's a new client of yours, literally yep. joined right as the pandemic was starting. And he's a perfect example. He was getting ready to retire and he decided now it's time to go for all the right reasons. And not to say that the decision was forced upon him, but it gave him the impetus to move on. I believe as we record this today, it's his last official day. He took some sick time that he had accrued. Talk a little bit about those who are losing their jobs. What advice you have if they're in their upper age category?
Yeah, I mean, we talked to lots of people who are not ready to retire just yet. You know, they have, you know, their plans were to work for another 5 to 10 years. So it's not like we just work with people who are just about to walk out the door in retirement. Ron was one of those. He was getting ready to retire anyway. The timing of when we put the strategy together was just phenomenally perfect. He didn't lose money in the market standpoint because we had shifted some things around and put him in a safer place right before the coronavirus hit. So it's interesting. But you know, for those who aren't ready to retire, for those who unfortunately lost their jobs or are in a holding pattern, or realistically, I mean, if you think this is over, I mean, you're not being realistic. I mean, the ripple effect from this hasn't actually hit yet. So if you have lost your job, there's obviously multiple things that you want to be looking at doing. Applying for unemployment benefits is key. Number one, I talked to a client this morning who's in the process of doing that. People should have emergency money, should have emergency reserves, cash, you know, money market accounts, things that aren't investments that are your, you know, oh no accounts. And now it's the time, if you've lost your job, to start dipping into those and start using that money. I would think, you know, again, I talk about essential expenses. Now's the time to look at what your essential expenses are. What do you really need? Lauren and I never watch cable TV, and every month that the bill comes in, I'm like, I got to get rid of it. So we're finally going to do that. We sit down and watch Netflix. Everyone watches streaming TV, and not everyone, but that's us. And you can pretty much get everything online.
Same here.
So look at your essential expenses and see if you can trim that if you've lost your job and you know, you're worried about, you know, going forward, because, you know, obviously you look for more jobs. I read this morning, I think 30 million people have now signed up for unemployment benefits in the U.S.
And patience is such an important virtue, because I know the wait time for getting service on the phone from the unemployment people is huge.
Yeah. Websites are crashing. I mean, people, yeah. It's scary. Because not, you know, they've lost their job. They're worried about where the next checks are going to come from. There's other things that you should be looking at. I mean, if you have a mortgage, contact your mortgage company, because maybe there's some sort of a payment plan or a suspension of your benefits that you can have while you're trying to look at, you know, look for other employment, look for other work. If you've got student loans, or if you're helping kids with student loans, potentially you could suspend those student loans and stop payments for a period of time. You know, talk to your bank, see if there's anything better that you could be doing, eliminating any fees that you might be paying currently, and just try and see what's out there. I mean, it's not like the normal times of somebody losing a job, because so many people are losing jobs. Lots of these companies are offering relief to a certain degree. I would say stay away from payday loans, you know, those extremely high interest rate loans. Try and stay away from those. If you can stay away from taking money out of your retirement accounts, try to do that, because you obviously want that long term. If your plan is to go back to work, look at what you should be doing with your retirement money now to position yourself. So yeah, if you can't get back to work and you can't find a job, what's your money going to be able to provide you? How's it going to produce income for you going forward?
Such great information, Mark. Thank you. And again, the phone number is 781-277-4308. 781-277-4308. You can call, leave a message. Someone will get back to you. That is a guarantee. And the communication is very important at this time to allay your fears. When we come back, Mark, a little conversation about Roth IRAs and whether converting to Roth is a good idea. And also we'll review the fact that there is a team assembled, as we tell you every week. There's a wonderful team of pros, part of the South Shore Retirement Group. And I think it's good to remind you that there are a lot of services available. We'll take a short break and return right after these words.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
Hello, this is Jordan Rich with an important message. During this critical time of social distancing, I want you to know that Mark Roulette and his team at South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, they're doing everything possible to stay connected, online or by phone, to handle any concerns about your retirement plan. When it comes to your retirement, South Shore Retirement Services has your best interests at heart, every step of the way. Their prime objective has always been simple, ensuring that you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. And during the current pandemic, that objective still holds true. With the proper plan in place, you won't have to worry about running out of money. call 781-277-4308 and expect a prompt reply. That's 781-277-4308. Virtual meetings are available, and you'll find much more helpful info at RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com. Again, the number to call, 781-277-4308. 781-277-4308.
Coming up, more unique solutions to ensure your successful retirement. This is Retire South Shore Radio. Visit RetireSouthShore.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back to part two of our program today, Retire South Shore Radio. I'm Jordan Rich with Mark Rolette. We've been doing the show together now for upwards of 2 years, and this is now, I think, week four or five when we've been separated, obvious reasons, because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We're doing it remotely. I'm in my home studio. Mark today is in the office in Hingham. He's the only one there, of course. It's safe and appropriate to be there to take care of some important business. So, Mark, prior to the break, I teased the fact that we'd bring up the Roth IRA conversion proposal that some people are weighing. And we've talked about Roth and other IRA vehicles. What's the topic of discussion that you're hearing a lot about?
So, preface this to say, I don't give tax advice, but that's why we have part of the team being the CPA firm, Pinkham CPAs, to be able to tell people ahead of time, all right, if you do this, this is what it's going to cost. So just want to, I guess, first and foremost say that. But like we were saying before the break, a lot of people are either accelerating their retirement through their choice, their own choice, because they're, you know, they're home and they're like, this isn't what, you know, I was expecting, and I'm ready to retire now. Some people are being forced into retirement, having lost their jobs. But I've been getting lots and lots of questions from clients and people that we've just been chatting to through webinars about, should I convert my 401k to a Roth IRA? So first and foremost, what that means is a 401k or a traditional IRA, if you take money out of that account, it's ordinary income taxes. It also has the 72 rule, which is the new required minimum distribution age. So you have to start taking money out of those accounts and you pay taxes as you go along. A Roth IRA is a tax-free investment. You put money into it after taxes, it grows tax-free. And then when you take the money out, it's not taxable and it's never taxable. So two different plans. Doing a Roth conversion is taking your pre-tax money and converting it to a Roth IRA. When you do that, it's not a tax-free rollover. You have to pay taxes on it. So you recharacterize your 401k or your IRA as a Roth IRA. And let's say you have a $300,000 IRA and you convert it, you have to pay taxes on that $300,000. So some clients want to look at strategies to do that, to do it over a period of time, maybe not necessarily do it all at one time. The reason being is that, and this is my opinion only, some clients kind of agree with my opinion, taxes are very, very low right now. I'm not political at all, but if Donald Trump gets reelected, taxes will probably remain low for a period of time, but taxes are going to creep up. I think the writing is on the wall and people are beginning to see, you know, with the Secure Act that came out at the beginning of the year, changing how we can transfer wealth to the next generation, eliminating the stretch IRA, the ability for your family to inherit your 401k plan and take money out over the rest of their lives versus what it is now when they have a 10-year window to take it all out. That I think the writing is on the wall that taxes are going to go up and they're going to tax these in a different way. So people are looking at it from, you know, not only themselves, you know, I'm going to need this money in retirement. So maybe it's better for me to have converted this to a Roth IRA. And then if taxes go up, I don't have to pay any tax on that. Or they're looking at it from their family standpoint. I don't want them to have to pay all the taxes over a 10-year period because taxes could be through the roof when I pass away. So I want to do a Roth conversion and leave them tax-free money. So it's kind of two different ways that you would look at it. And I've had lots of clients ask me, you know, can you run some calculations on it? So we would do it, you say, over a 5 or 7 year period of time, look at what the conversion would be, taking a little piece at a time and breaking up the asset and converting it rather than having this huge tax hit. Some people want to do it all in 1 year. They have large amounts of cash from severance plans or from whatever the options would be. And they want to know, well, what's it going to, what's that going to cost me for this 1 year? And it's not just the ordinary income taxes that I'm going to have to pay. Is it going to change how my Social Security is taxed? Is it going to change how much I pay in Medicare premiums? And the short answer is, yeah, probably if you do that. But does it make sense for you to do that? So there's no right and wrong answer here. It's a case-by-case basis. So I would encourage people, if they're looking at this, to do the math. Do the math of where you're at with regards to your current holdings.
It's all ethereal until you put the numbers down on paper, and you're able to do that and walk people through that. That's the
point. And if you think about this, and again, this is why we have relationships with all different specialists in the financial world. So Brian Galligan and myself work together. He's a registered investment advisor. If you think about this, if you've lost money in your investments and you do a Roth conversion, you don't have to sell the investments. You're just moving them from a traditional to a Roth. That maybe it's not a bad time to do it because the accounts are down, you're converting them, you don't have to change them. And then when they come back up, they're coming back up inside of a Roth IRA. So it might make sense to do that. We do have clients that look at other alternatives to leave tax-free money to their families that aren't Roth conversions. They're just taking distributions from their accounts. They don't need the money, and they're using that money buying life insurance because that is tax-free. Having it owned inside of a specific type of trust, which makes it free from every level of taxation. And that's what they're doing. That's kind of a wait and see approach, in that if you fund that vehicle, your family is going to get the money that you want them to get. But if you decide, hey, I need some of this money too, that you still have that available to you. I talk a lot about that in the Taxes in Retirement webinar, that, you know, people see, all right, I got $500,000 in my 401k. You don't really have $500,000. That's a pre-tax number. So after taxes, it's not $500,000. So you have to look at this from a realistic standpoint of what you actually have in your hand.
Website is retiresouthshore.com. Check that out. And also the phone number, 781-277-4308. I'd like to bring the name Bill Caldwell up. He's the attorney that you work directly with. And the reason it probably more busy now than in a lot of years is because people are taking a look at their estate plan with the changes that are going on with the, well, let's face it, with the uncertain future. So explain how Bill and you work together and how Bill helps.
So
clients.
Bill and I have worked together for more than 10 years. He's been in the estate planning world as an attorney for more than 30 years. And we offer low cost legal work for clients or people who come to workshops or webinars or call in from the radio show. We do in entire estate plans, two wills, two powers of attorney, two healthcare proxies, and a revocable trust for $399. In addition to that, because of all these changes in the law this year, people are reviewing existing estate plans. It doesn't mean they have to change them. They just want to see if it's still right for what they're trying to achieve. And we will review those for no cost. And if there's something that needs to be changed, we'll suggest you change it. If there's nothing to change, we will tell you there's nothing that you need to change. So we've worked out a system, obviously, during the corona virus pandemic to be able to do this remotely through Zoom, like how you and I are talking right now.
Right,
so we've had, you know, multiple conferences with clients. You know, we can share screen, they can share screen, so we can look at, our Bill can look at documents and tell them if there's something that needs to be changed. But that legal planning is something that has been so well received by people. They're surprised by the cost. The reason for the low cost is because it drives more people into our office. I mean, that's why I put it in place in the first place, and that's why we have it now and have so much activity with it.
As we discuss on a weekly basis, and I've been a follower of your seminars and all that you do, you're in the business to assure people. Now you're in the business to reassure people. Tell me how your whole vibe has morphed over the last 2 months, if at all, in terms of keeping people calm despite the panic, because there is a lot of panic out there.
I think it's people are really nervous, and unfortunately in every world there's people out there who are kind of to a certain degree taking advantage of people's nerves and saying you got to make a change. And I'm not saying you do or you don't. I just would say don't panic, and that's what I tell clients. Let's look at this from a logical, methodical standpoint and see I'm repeating myself, what this money was meant to do and when it was meant to do it. And if you have enough money to do all of the things that you want to do in your retired life with you and your spouse, when we can go back to traveling. I've talked to clients, and I've got one client who lives up in Maine who loves going on cruises. And I said, would you go on a cruise again after this? She goes, absolutely. Yeah, you've got great deals on cruises. So if you have enough money to do that with where you are now, well, maybe that's the best strategy for you. Maybe you put yourself in a strategy that, all right, it's all set. I took a hit. I did lose some money, but I have enough money to do all the things I want. Then pull the trigger on that. If you don't, then how do we adjust that? But not looking at it. I'm not saying make a change or move your accounts or anything, but ignoring it is not going to make it go away. Right. So you have to sit down and take a look at it.
As I mentioned, talking to Ron, and we'll hear from him next week, a couple of just quick excerpts. He was saying pretty much that he was concerned about where money was, how available it might be, just getting information on the money he already had in play. And yeah. You and Brian and all the folks who matter were able to get to the problem, get to the issue, and solve the question for him within a day. This is almost like triage time for people in your world, because people are very, very anxious, and it's their future. It's their family.
Absolutely.
Future.
And we don't want to leave them hanging. It's interesting. And I got an email from a client last night at like 7 o'clock. It was a back and forth emailing during the day. And at 7 o'clock, she emailed me back and said, please stop responding to my emails and spend some time with your family. You don't have to get back to me after hours. But I realized that these are really nerve-wracking times, and you're shifting things around, and you're working with people from a cyber standpoint, that they want to make sure that I want to make sure that they're getting answers and they're getting them in a quick way. And if it takes me 2 seconds to look at an email and respond to someone, I'm going to do that.
South Shore Retirement Services has an active Facebook page. Do check that out and interact there. You can also hear these broadcasts now posted as podcasts on the website, retiresouthshore.com. Yep. Everything is available to you, downloads, et cetera, all free. And those complimentary sessions are now done via the computer, via Zoom, via phone, but they are still in effect. And you have another webinar in the works. Do you have the date yet, or is it still in the works?
Yeah, it's next week, Wednesday, May 6th at 11 a.m. People can go on Facebook and sign up for it via Facebook. They can call the office and sign up for it, or they can go on the website. And I believe there's a landing page right on the website.
Right. So May 6th, which is coming up this week, and that's at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, it's right? An abbreviated version of our seminar. Webinars have to be a little bit shorter. I could talk all day about this stuff, but people wouldn't listen. So it's about, the presentation itself is about 35 minutes long. We do a little bit of introducing of who we are and whatnot, but it gives people an idea of the overall strategies that we would use, things that they should be thinking about going into retirement from a tax standpoint, from a Social Security standpoint.
Very, very practical information that people can really use right now. And you had a very successful one in April. So congratulations on pulling it off and making yourself a new webinar star all of a sudden. You never thought that was going to happen.
It was good to get back to some sort of a normality. I'm so used to talking to new people all the time. It was starting to weigh on me not being able to do that. Not that I don't love talking to you on a weekly basis.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, same here. Well, Mark, be well. Same to your family. We'll see you next week. One way or the other, we'll get together and connect and remind people that that phone number is something that is important to keep by your side. 781-277-4308. We'll see you next week. Take care.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.